Welcome to the Future.Bible podcast, where you'll hear profiles of individuals and Bible-inspired organizations making a difference in the digital world. In each episode, we'll bring you stories of innovation, advancement, and real-life change. Are you ready? Let's get to today's episode.
Welcome to another episode of Future.Bible. And on our podcast, we have a special guest from Christian Leadership Alliance. Her name is Tammy Heim, the president and CEO of Christian Leadership Alliance, and she has served in this role since 2012. And the Alliance equips and unites Christian nonprofit leaders with a focus on the business of ministry. It's a community where leaders invest in each other by providing resources and experiences that advance God-honoring excellence in all areas of ministry stewardship. The Alliance impacts the thinking and behavior and development of over 150,000 leaders each year and has strengthened leaders in Christ-centered nonprofits for over 40 years. While representing a wide variety of nonprofits, share the common call to transform the world for Christ. Tammy, thank you so much for making time to chat with us on Future.Bible.
Oh, it's so good to be with you, DJ, always.
And we've met in person as well as online here. So tell our audience a bit about the history of Christian Leadership Alliance.
Oh, thanks. I love the story. Well, actually, it began back in 1976. And it came about when Ted Engstrom was the CEO of World Vision International. And he knew that more could be done in the area of finance for the ministry and the way that it was structured. So he hired two sharp accountants to come in and look over just everything about finances. And then they came back and they said, well, we think we could help you. And Ted, because he was a man of excellence, said, do what you need to do. And the result of their work was really considered catalytic because all of a sudden now they had financial systems and reporting that would really make the case for the transformation that they were creating around the world. And it became so much more compelling to major donors and investors. And so it gave added fuel to the ministry, which enabled them to just do even more work around the world. Well, Ted was so inspired by the work of these accountants, he said, you know, you need to go tell others, you know, go tell it on the mountain, if you will. And so they gathered 20 CFO types from major nonprofit ministries, and they met in a room, and for 3 days, they shared best practices. They said, here's how we do this, here's how what we're learning and what we're discovering. And that was the very first meeting or conference, if you will, for what is today Christian Leadership Alliance. And then over this time, we're going to be holding our 43rd annual conference in April of 2019, but it expanded. And so the vision for here's what we're doing in finance really reached into all of the operational business areas of the ministry. And so today, instead of one track in finance, we now have eight. And we bring leaders together in the exact same way so that they can invest in each other, they can sell, they can share best practices. And what I love is for those 3 days, people leave their egos and their logos at the door. And they say, we're going to give the best of what we know open-handedly just to strengthen the kingdom impact of the whole body. Because we recognize not one ministry can do all and accomplish all the need that is in the world. So it's this beautiful coming together. And Christian Leadership Alliance, we create the spaces and the places for this wisdom exchange to take place. So, and we've continued to do it, and we've had ministries that have been with us from the very beginning, and we serve a wide variety, and it's just a joy to see them connect, collaborate, network, be spiritually inspired and encouraged, and grow as Christ-centered leaders influencing the world today.
That's wonderful. Iron sharpening iron, and collaborating, and having a spiritual fellowship together. And you might say there's distinctives in how business is done in ministry versus just business in the general marketplace. So well, you've created an environment for that.
Yeah, that's such a good point. The distinctive really is that we're approaching operational excellence from a biblical worldview. So we're stewarding the way God would design. You know, you mentioned iron sharpened iron, and that's such an important proverb. But I also love 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 7, where Paul is just talking, and he's talking about different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. He's talking about different kinds of service, but the same Lord, and that God is working in all of them. And that spiritual gifts are given to everyone, but they're for the profit of all, you know, for this common good, depending on the translation that you're reading. But this idea that we're all unique and we're different, but what God gives us is never just for us. It's for the whole body. And, you know, when I read that scripture, I just feel like it captures the essence of Christian Leadership Alliance.
That's wonderful. And you're applying it beyond just one organization or one local church, which is where most of the time that passage is taught. And you're thinking about the entire kingdom of God, the entire body of Christ. And you have participants, Alliance members that come from around the world. So
yes, really, we do. And I always love it because when we're together at the conference, they always make a point in saying, you've got to come to my country and you've got to do that. And you know, God is awakening a new vision for the Alliance. And what does it really mean if we could resource leaders around the world? And so I'm looking forward to the day that I'll be able to say, yes, we're coming.
Oh, that's so neat. Something we can pray about and dream about.
Absolutely.
Yeah, see how the Spirit moves. And we've been very grateful to be in partnership and a participant of the Christian Leadership Alliance through some online efforts and just receiving your resources, as well as being an attendance participant at the Outcomes conferences. And we also have a partnership that we established through a Thought Bible donating, which is leadership.bible. So tell us a bit about how, what compelled the Alliance to acquire leadership.bible and how are you using it?
Well, first of all, I was so extremely energized about the idea of the domain .bible, that there would be this concrete place where .bible would be present in the world and that ministries could align around that and have that association. Now, some people may say, well, I don't know, Bible, you know, being Christian isn't so popular in some spheres of influence and all that. But I think for ministries to be able to take a stand and say, we are standing on God's word and we believe in the Bible and, you know, we want that reflected in what we've been called to do. So for us, leadership.bible was just that perfect coming together again at the distinctive. What does biblical leadership look like in the world today, and specifically in the area of nonprofit ministry? And when we first started out, we used that location to showcase equipping around, you know, the business of ministry. And then as time evolved, we realized, well, there's a transformational impact and there's excellence that occurs when we are skilled in the disciplines we need to steward the business of ministry. But when we're talking about a leader and we're talking about the heart of a leader, that transformation happens on the inside. And so there's the operating system to run the ministry, but what's the operating system of the heart? So as we began our journey with leadership.bible, we made a change and we created what we call the Outcomes Leadership Core. Our members of the Alliance, when we did a qualitative and quantitative study of what was important to them, there were four things that just came immediately to the top. And one of those four things is they said, we want to be leaders that lead like Christ. We want our leadership to look like Jesus. And so we took their words and imagined a way that we could take them on a pathway where they could get secure in their identity, that they could integrate the practices of Christ in their everyday leadership, that they would be immersed in the habits and the behaviors of Jesus, and how did that translate today, and that we would provide a way that we could give them ongoing inspiration so they, they're constantly being fed and encouraged along that pathway. And so for me, when we made that shift, I feel like we really landed where we needed to be with the honor of having leadership.bible within the Alliance.
thank you for leading the way and showing, shining a light on how leadership can be biblical, yes, personally, as well as which spills over organizationally. Now, if someone's interested in experiencing this leadership, transformational leadership experience, how would they connect in? And is that a membership or a sign up?
Well, it's super easy. I mean, anyone obviously would go to www.leadership.bible and they would see the Outcomes Leadership Core. Obviously, you can find that in the menu of different kinds of programs. I mean, at Christian Leadership Alliance, we have web-based learning, we have live events, and then we have what are more like transformational programs. And I would say that's where someone goes in one door and they leave the other, completing a body of work that will substantially shape the way they think, behave, and develop and influence others. And so Outcomes Leadership Core, which is featured on leadership.bible, is that internal heart program. Now, obviously, there's a benefit if you're a member of the Alliance. You know, some of the resources and those experiences come at a discount.
Great.
Anyone's welcome to take advantage of them, but there's certainly a member benefit if you do. And the pathways are all mapped out on there. And we love people, you know, agreeing to take that journey because we know that they're doing the deep work when they go to leadership.bible.
Can you describe concretely what the program and pathway and experience looks like or feels like? Absolutely. What is the homework that people have to do?
Okay. Well, if you go into the pathway, the first is the identity. And so what we provide people there is a biblical DISC. Now, a DISC assessment is something, you know, that's very common both in the marketplace and even in Christian culture. But we take them on a journey where they do a biblical DISC and they get a 42-page report and then they're coaching in the support. And it really helps them look at their leadership and, if you will, how does that compare to Christ's leadership? What are some of the gaps there? And then helps people imagine if I were a character in scripture, you know, if I was, you know, one of those leaders in that time, who would I look the most like? And it goes through the things that you would imagine a DISC would normally do. So you just, you know, understand your tendencies and how you're wired in your design. Again, you know, I mean, scripture teaches us, you know, that we were formed in our mother's womb and that God knew and he designed all that. So we know that there's a uniqueness that when we surrender that to Christ, then it can flourish in a way that it helps accomplish his master plan for redemption. Mm-hmm. And so phase one is like, who am I in Christ? Mm-hmm. Second part of the step is really about integration and like, how are you studying? So it's the study of Jesus as the role model. So we partnered with Faith Walk Ministries and Lead Like Jesus to go through that content. And it really helps make the case. Like, why would I think out of all the role models in the world today, Jesus would be the best role model? So it breaks down that understanding and then it goes into the behaviors and the patterns of Christ. So for many, that integration is kind of like this discipleship journey where there's reading and there's workbooks, and then there's an online course called The Heart of the Leader, which is a 10-week study that's done in community with other leaders.
Ah, good.
Mm-hmm. And then from there, it's immersion. And immersion includes a Lead Like Jesus encounter, which is, you know, 10 concentrated hours in a room, really going even deeper. Personally and in community. And then there's also an online companion, which again is a 10-week study. So the intention of immersion is just fully integrated. So I'm just thinking about it all the way around and I'm doing it in small group and community, which we know that when we are sharing and we're unpacking together, it has a more profound impact on who we are. And then inspiration is really just the ability to sign up for regular devotions and blogs and posts that remind them, you know, these are the patterns. This is how you think. This is the heart. These are the habits. And these are how we lead others well when we're leading like Christ. Because like anything, we need lots of remembering. I mean, we need to remember lots of things. I mean, think of how many times there are themes in Scripture reported over and over again. And I always say that the more it appears in Scripture, it's directly proportional to our need to understand it. So God said, I have to tell you this many times because I know you need it. So constant reminder and inspiration is definitely part of the pathway. So those are the steps.
Very good. Thank you for detailing that out. And so people can see what that path looks like. So there's assessment, and then there's online and offline learning in a online group. And the third one, immersion. So is immersion like residency where people have to travel to be in that small group?
In some cases, there's digitally where they are. So they can travel anywhere and still be present to the content that's being presented. Or they actually physically go to wherever the encounters are being hosted. And it's really a two-day experience. But I think that there's something about the in real life encounter that happens quickly, like the 10-hour online class or 10 weeks. That's an hour. I mean, there's five sessions and you kind of get on when you can make that fit. But when you are committed to a time for 2 days with others that are dedicated and longing to learn to lead like Christ, it just changes everything.
Very much so. In-person interaction has a whole nother dimension that video and live and two-dimensional things does not have. Yeah. Exactly. Very good. Glad you incorporated that. And then the ongoing flow of reminders. The Bible tells us, remember to remember.
Constantly. So we're grateful for that kind of backup.
Great. Sure. All right. Wonderful. So what is the vision for the future of Christian Leadership Alliance?
Well, as we look to the future, the Alliance, has basically existed. This will be, we're entering our 43rd year. And we have served some of the largest, most impactful ministries in the world today. And when I say we, I'm saying we as the collective alliance. It's not like an administrative staff, but these leaders have invested in each other. And, we've felt a deep level of conviction. I mean, there's about 1,200 different ministries represented within the alliance, but there's 84,700 faith-based nonprofits in the world. So God has inspired a bigger dream that, we need to be the light on the lampstand. One of the things that we know is every 24 months or, every 12 months, there's about 2,400 nonprofits that will cease to exist. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. It's not that they don't have a big vision. They just don't have the competency. So there's enormous competency gap that exists among all these, but you have leaders that are hungry to make a difference. So based on all of these years of experiences, the success of the ministries that have invested in each other, it's time to enlarge the ecosystem. So the vision is, one day, instead of resourcing 150,000 leaders a day that we would be resourcing over 1 million leaders every year, that we would grow and that we would, the content and the thinking that's being curated within the alliance would be richer because it would be more diverse, whether it's gender, ethnicity, or generationally, and that there's so much more, but we need to break through and grow. So we need to prepare for that growth in the way that we track and care for members. We need to upgrade our delivery systems so that we have more control, that we can deliver content to people when they want it, how they want it. It's sensitive that we have to be relevant at all times. And then from a marketing perspective, how do we break through those that know us to reach those that don't so that we can train and resource? But really, in the end, we just want to push out and see more Christ-centered nonprofits receive the training they need so that they can fulfill, again, their part in this master redemption plan. So it's signaling a big change, and we would like to accomplish all that foundational work in the next 3 years. And then the following 3 years, really talk about what does the global footprint look like. If we establish, you know, our networks and, you know, our process and the things that we do, like I said, there's so many people around the world that would want access to that. Yeah. So we would pursue that in the following 3 years. So it's an exciting time, and it's resetting the alliance to really serve and equip the next generation of nonprofit leaders.
Fantastic. What a wonderful vision.
Yeah.
I hope we can participate in some additional ways, because I have heart for the next generation, and we're here at Future.Bible. We're concerned about the future as well. And we have an opportunity to be together in person this April. So tell us about the Outcomes Conference, and we invite our listeners to join us there. Our .Bible team would love to interact with our listeners too.
Well, this is a special year for us. Again, the event is going to be held on April 16th through the 18th in Dallas, Texas. We'll be at the Hyatt Regency downtown. It's a three-day event. The first day, and this is new, we're going to focus primarily on the leadership of everyone. And so we have 9 dynamic speakers that are going to be addressing the theme is rooted. So we're going to talk about what does it mean to be rooted in Christ? What does it mean to be rooted in relationships and partnerships and connecting to the next generation and being men and women serving together in ministries? What does it mean to be rooted in a way that we are interacting with churches and marketplace to transform cities? So it's really exploding the whole idea of what happens when we're properly rooted and how does that flourishing spread everywhere. So we're going to focus on the leadership of everyone on that first day, and then we'll divide into the 8 different tracks so people can go into their areas of expertise and learn what are the most recent trends, what are some of the emerging best practices, and how can they share and collaborate. Now, why this is special this year is that it falls on Holy Week. And some people say, wow, you're going to do that, but we would not exist. Our unifying goal and mission would not be what it is if it was not for everything that happened in that Holy Week, right? So we think this is a unifying point in time, and our prayer, as we've surrendered every bit of the conference to the Holy Spirit to have His way with it, is that those that come and attend, that their heart will be more ready and more present to the significance of Holy Week and how that relates to their ministry and what God has called them to do than they've ever been before. So there will be, it'll be a solemn celebration as we're equipping, but also praying for one another and just seeking all that God wants to accomplish through us.
So, wow, what a wonderful experience.
Yeah.
I mean, we're participating in Holy Week with fellow like-minded leaders.
Yes. And it's been amazing as we've just watched God weave. You know, we pray and, you know, He gives us the framework and we begin to work with it. But as we get closer to the event, we just see Him unfolding. And we're excited this year. We actually have the crew from the Jesus film that travels all over the world are actually doing the production for us this year. So there's just a lot of nuances this year that I think will make it one of the most memorable gatherings in Christian Leadership Alliance history. So we're excited, and people can learn about it at www.outcomesconference.com. And, you know, we just invite everyone to come and experience. Great professional development, collaboration, and building community with other like-minded leaders. Being personally encouraged, and then, of course, getting that training so that the leadership more closely reflects Jesus.
Amen. That URL again, outcomesconference.com. And if someone wanted to reach out to you, Tammy, what's the easiest, best way to do that?
They can reach me at tammy.heim@christianleadershipalliance.org. Now, I know that's a lot to write in there, but, you know, it would be worth it. And if there's anybody that wants to know more about Christian Leadership Alliance, you know, I encourage them to contact us. You know, our traditional website is www.christianleadershipalliance.org, and they can learn an awful lot about what we do, and everyone's welcome.
You have a ton of content, and I don't know who's done the math, but if someone were to read every word on that website, it might take about a year or 2 years.
Well, and you know, last year we published 692,000 verifiable equipping encounters. So you're right. There's just so much content that we are publishing, because again, our heart is we just want people to have the resources that they need and the knowledge that they need, so that they can be faithful to do what God's asked them to do.
Thank you, Tammy, and your whole team for doing all the good work that you're doing. And Lord bless you. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us for another episode of Future.Bible. We'll add show notes to all the links that were mentioned, as well as an easy way you can just click and email her. You don't have to type all that out, and you get the right spelling. And we'll see you next time. And until then, you're blessed to be a blessing. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today. If you enjoyed today's session, please help us share this podcast with your friends, colleagues, and family members. You can do that by leaving a review on iTunes or by sharing our website, www.future.bible, with your network. Don't forget to join us next week for the next episode of the Future.Bible podcast.